Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We've all worked extremely hard to be in this moment, you know, and I'm not talking about basketball. I'm talking about life, you know, and just being able to be in a position on the road, game seven, like you watch this growing up on TV and see like the all time greats going head to head in game seven and, you know, getting big wins. So no matter what, you know, you lose the game. But at the end of the day, we worked extremely hard our whole life for this moment, right? So I wanted everybody to live up this moment, to feel this moment, to cherish this moment, you know, because we are built for this. That's why we are here. You know, no matter the pressure, no matter what's going on, we are built for this, right? So we believe in who we are. No matter what happens, win or lose, we're going to stay together. And we're just going to go out there and compete.
Bucks lust. Got Bucks lust. Got Bucks lust. Oh, God. When's the last time you were that happy watching sports? The Super Bowl? I don't know. All it was the Eastern Conference Finals appearance that we earned. We didn't win anything yet. We finally got back to where we were 2 years ago. But I don't care. You know, you gotta live in the moment. Right? Every day is
celebrate every victory.
Yeah,
baby.
Live, laugh, love.
Oh yeah.
The future is a mystery, the past is history.
A beautiful mystery.
The present is that's why they call it a gift. I don't know, I'm just trying to think of sayings I've seen in various kitchens across the state. In this house, we wash our hands, we do the dishes, and we root for the Milwaukee Bucks.
I love my Milwaukee Bucks.
Got Bucks lust. 414-799-1250. I know you got Bucks lust this morning. That's why you are here. Brewers won yesterday. Anything else?
John Rahm won the U.S. Open.
Oh, yeah, John Rahm. That was great. Phil Mickelson's trying to mack on his wife. What the hell's going on there?
He was being a gentleman, Paul. Okay. Come on.
All right. Never leave your wife alone with Phil Mickelson. That's rule 101 in any walk of life, especially the way his calves are looking these days. 799-1250. I'm Bart. That's Toby. Q is downtown. What's up, Q?
Bart, I am so excited. Normally I call you and I'm just very, very sad. So this was a great weekend as a Bucks fan. It was awesome to sit back last night, not really caring who we were going to play. Excited to head down to the Forum on Wednesday to support the team. One thing I think I realized, WSSP might have been the Bucks curse because you guys stopped the post game show this year and look at us now.
We did have a post game show on Saturday.
I don't know, just don't make it a permanent thing. I remember calling Sparky and listening to Sparky when we'd win like 10 games a year. So I just talk with your scheduler, make sure we're not gonna make this curse a thing. But I feel you on this is what the curse wants, because the Hawks are a scrappy team. And my thought when it became the Hawks last night was the league already took Bogdanovich away from us. So we'll see what happens. I'm going to give the Hawks some respect and say Bucks in six. It'll be sad to win on the road, but as long as we make the finals, I don't care. Let's go, Bucks.
Hey, we won on the road game seven. I wasn't sad about that.
Hey, that's true. I was down there in the district. It was crazy.
Could you even move? Looked like there was nowhere to move.
By the time it got to overtime, you could not move. It was shoulder to shoulder. Very happy I have my vaccine because I'm pretty sure there was some COVID floating around. But that's besides the point. This is awesome for the city, and I'm just so excited. Bucks in six.
Yeah, that's why I tell people thanks for the call. That's why I say get your vaccine. Let's get back to normal. Because you can go down to Pfizer Forum and the Deer District and party and feel safe. DHS.wisconsin.gov/COVID-19. It's just amazing where we were at a year ago. A year ago, we were still waiting for the bubble to start. Now, I mean, those shots, those scenes, to see that on TNT, to see the crowd like that, everybody that's going down there. I have not gone to the Deer District yet this season for a game. That's a failure on my behalf. I did go a lot in the run against the Celtics. And after we won game five, I did a Facebook Live running around. But there was room to run. Like, people, it's like if you're going to watch a Bucks game now, yeah, you might have a little get together with friends. But the first and like last option is, well, we'll go into the district. Bucks play. Hey, we got to go to the district. There's like not even a discussion about it. You go to the district. Thank God for the district. What a great spot in this town. Remember when it looked like the Bucks were going to move? And now we have the Deer District? Man, what a complete turnaround that could have been. It's just been real terrible. 799-1250, 414-799-1250. KJ, aloha.
Aloha, my brother. Bart, thanks for taking my call. Here's a saying for you. Never look a gift horse in the mouth. What that means, I don't know. But the Bucks earned that win, but they got gifted that win.
Oh, I know what it means. I know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And so if you get a horse as a gift, don't inspect its mouth to see what's wrong with it.
Mm, not sure if that's the proper way to look at it. But, you can look at it that way, I guess, Bart.
Is it? No, for real, isn't that the way?
No.
What does it mean?
It means take what you got, you know, and be happy for it.
That's what I just said.
Huh?
It means don't find fault with something that has been received as a gift or favor. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, and that was a gift. And I guess they did us a favor. They did Bud a favor for sure because they saved his game, his career here in Milwaukee, no doubt about it. And I just look at this next series. It's going to be a tough series. It's not going to be a pushover. Atlanta beat Philly on the road a couple of times. They're a good road team. So, I mean, I'm not counting them out, but I think the Bucks are going to get it. They're a young team, the Atlanta Hawks. So, you know, I don't know how they're going to perform on a big stage like this, but I'll tell you what, Trae Young is the real deal. And, you know, we can't look past them, you know, and think that we're just going to walk into the finals because it's not going to happen. I hope that we can get Drew Holiday going, and I understand he had a lot on his plate because he was defending KD quite a bit. And I think he was on that last shot. I think he was defending KD when he made that shot at the end of regulation.
Regulation was Tucker, and then Tucker had fouled out.
Oh, okay, okay. So then, okay, I thought it was Drew Holiday. But, yeah, I mean, he hit timely shots. He was horrible a lot of the game, shooting the ball. But like I said, he was guarding KD a lot. Chris Middleton hit a big shot at turnaround in the by the foul line. And, you know, Giannis did his thing, and that's what we needed to happen. So, I mean, they held Brooklyn to one field goal in overtime, which was amazing. You know, but KD was spent. By that time, he was done. And Harden, I thought, in the interview after the game, was a piece of work. You know, I mean, you look at KD, he was so humble and, you know, and respectful, and Harden was pretty much the opposite of that.
Well, so, you know what the phrase is? I mean, people in glass houses shouldn't throw stones.
Okay, and so what does that mean?
It means that two in the bush is not as much as one in hand.
Okay. Yeah. All right. I'll take that. All right. Go Bucks. We'll see what happens.
See you, buddy.
Bye.
Make like a tree and get the F out of my bar. Any Boondock Saints fans around here? Boondock Saints? Aloha to KJ. 414-799-1250. Q had mentioned Bogdanovich. We all know how the story goes. It looked like the Bucks were going to trade for him the same night they signed Drew Holiday, or traded for Drew Holiday. It looked like they were going to get a sign and trade for Bogdanovich. Oh, and then that didn't happen, and then we wondered why, and did the Bucks leak it? Did Bogdanovich's agent leak it? What happened? I don't want this series to be about Bogdanovich. I mean, it'd be nice to have him. They got this far without him. He'll have a nice couple of games here. I can't think that he's going to be like, though. If the Hawks win the series, it's going to be Trae Young. Clint Capella, maybe. It's not going to be Bogdanovich. At least that's what I hope, because I'm so nervous about it becoming a thing. Because how bad the situation ended up being. 414-799-1250, 414-799-1250. Again, Bart and Toby here on the Fan, 1250 AM. You can chime in on the social media platform of your choosing. We look at those sometimes. John is in Franklin. Hey. Johnny, what's up?
Barty, I'm still recovering, man.
Are you still down in Texas, or are you getting back already?
No, dude, I flew in on the red eye, so I'm a little...
Oh!
I'm a little slow out of the blocks this morning, but Buck fever is running rampant.
We call it Buck's lust.
Whatever you want to call it. I like to attribute that to something else, but we don't need to get into that.
Okay, all right.
Today, and this whole thing is just a time for celebration for Bucks Nation. Because the poor callers of this radio station has heard my kind of slanted towards the negative side takes for many years. And,
Bucks disgust is what you've had.
There's been some of that at times, for sure. But I've always been a champion of our young hero. When Lopez didn't shoot that shot, I tapped out. I was watching the game, trust me. But I thought it was over. I just saw it again. It wasn't 2014 in Seattle again, but it was just under it. You know, I love Middleton taking the three from the top, because if that goes in, it's dagger time. Even though he missed it, but all we needed was 2 points, man. Got to put a shot up. And bang, bang, the witch is dead. I was
even just glad to hit the rim and reset the shot clock.
Right. But you know, I was glad to hear what he said, because I mean, as a fan, I just couldn't. There was no way you were going to explain it to me. And at least now, you know, the fact that we've gotten through this somehow, even though we didn't really play that well in overtime, it was just exhaustion. I mean, this This was an epic game seven. We're going to be talking about this game regardless of what goes on from here, from this point forward. We're going to be talking about this game for a long time. That was something we should all just treasure. You talk about a game of inches. Obviously, you just touched on it with his toe on the line. Because when he shot the shot, I thought it was a three. I'm like, it's over. It's over. This is just the way. This is just the way it was scripted for that. You know, this is how it was going to go. And somehow the Bucks turned it around, and I am very thankful for that. I'm very excited moving forward in this series. I'm just shocked. I think I'm still in a surreal. I'm like in a parallel universe, Bart. I can't even. I'm like, pinch me. Did we really win that series? Because the Nets were so much better than I thought they were. I thought they were a bunch of little prima donnas, you know, great talented
players. They got three of the best players in the world, John.
But it's like going up to the playground and, like, you know, most of the best players all get together. And, you know, and yeah, this is fun. I don't know how we did it, but we did it. And the job isn't done. But we got time to talk about what we got to do moving forward. But all I can say is Bucks Nation, man, relish the moment. That was an incredible victory. Incredible.
I'm not going to say that you would ever do it, but as a lifelong Wisconsin fan, can you understand why I could only watch the second half in my boxers? I had to take my clothes off.
No, Bart, I have no understanding of that.
I don't either.
Does it go back to the city of Troy and the Trojan horse being rolled up to the gates? Something like that?
I don't know. John, thanks for the call, bud.
I'm out.
Yeah, I don't know. I watch all these games, man, and I get so intense. Brewers, Bucks, Badgers, Packers. I've never felt the need to take my pants off and my shirt off during a game. I could not watch this game with clothes on. I had my boxers on. But I don't know. I wasn't sweating. I just had to shed my skin. I don't know how to say it.
Yeah, I've never had that, but
me neither. Well, I can't explain it.
Maybe that's the key to the Bucks' success. Maybe that ends the curse. The Winkler clothes come off. The Bucks' curse gets lifted.
I mean, I took my clothes off, and for a minute, I stood and I had like a recognizable moment. And I said, "Well, this is new." And then I just got right back into it.
Yeah.
Rooting for the Bucks, man. What a night. What a night. 414-799-1250. More from you guys coming up. Hey, big week at Window Select. They are celebrating this joyous victory by giving you one of their own free installation. Window Select, 262-703-3500. 262-703-3500. WindowSelect.com. Again, WindowSelect.com. You can check them out. They've got free installation on all their products. They do window setting and doors. This free installation deal, this week only. So you're thinking about your home projects. Everybody's got that list of gotta do this, gotta do this, gotta do this. At least look on where your list of the windows are. Make that call this week to get something scheduled so you can take advantage of the free installation deal on top of what they've had for you ever since I started talking about them, the buy one, get one on the windows. That deal is still good. Plus, no payments for a full year when you do get their products installed. These are windows that are high-quality, energy-efficient, backed with a double lifetime warranty that are going to help you in the long run lower the cost of your heating and cooling, especially if you have the old windows. Whatever air you're trying to blast into your house goes outside because it leaks through the windows, the old windows that you may have had on your home, not the new windows. It's part of their double lifetime warranty. Check them out. They are located in Menominee Falls, proudly serving Wisconsin homeowners now for decades, and you could be the next one. Free installation, buy one, get one on the windows, no payments for a year. 414-799-1250, 414-799-1250. The job is not over, according to my twin.
Yeah, you got to keep advancing, you know, and this group's going to want more. You know, we'll take a second to, you know, just kind of breathe tonight. You know, take care of our bodies, take care of our minds. And then, you know, when appropriate, when the time's right, you know, it'll be time to get ready for the next round and the next, you know, competitive moment that's going to be coming in game one.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
So many emotions, but just me personally, like, it's frustrating for myself, you know, just being durable and you know, being myself for the last so many postseasons, and you know, just dealing with this particular hamstring, it's frustrating. You know, I'm frustrated. I mean, we did everything we could, just, you know, towards the end, just frustrated. But you know, give the Bucks credit, they fought into the end, had a hell of a series. We just came up short.
That's James Harden dealing with the hamstring injury. Knocked him out of game one, comes back for game five, game six, game seven. Game seven, the most agile he was, but still not the James Harden that we've known over the years, at least in that department. I gotta say, and to give credit to where credit is due, we saw one of the all-time gutsy performances, game seven, from James Harden. James Harden goes up early in the game for a three. My eyes didn't see anyone touch him. I didn't see Giannis touch him or anything, but he went down and he was in pain. It looked like Giannis possibly stepped on his foot, maybe. But then Harden, he grabbed his shin. Looked like a high ankle sprain. Harden looked like he was done for. I thought they'd have to bring out the stretcher. The ambulance at local hospitals were on standby. Because this was a man that went down early, and for him to even get up and walk again, I thought was just a testament to the human condition. And for him to then play the rest of the game, and he played as if the ankle injury that bothered him for 3 seconds was never a real injury at all, because he was so determined and had so much courage. So props to James Harden. I mean, you want to talk about your alphas and betas, you got to come up with a new word for James Harden, because ain't no man as with the fortitude, with the determination, with the courage as James Harden. Unbelievable. The James Harden experience was on full force early. Dude doesn't even, the problem with that is that how he, like, flails and draws the foul, is that the refs give it to him.
Oh, it's so frustrating.
They just give it to him.
Anytime that he has a screen and the guy tries to go over the screen, he bumps into him and falls over. I don't know how you play defense in the NBA, especially on a guy like James Harden, because you go under the screen and he's going to shoot the three, and he wasn't making it this series, but generally Harden knocks down that shot. So you go under the screen, you give up a shot, and you're getting yelled at by your coach because you gave up an easy three. You go over the screen, Harden bumps into you, falls over, and he's shooting free throws. I don't know how you play. They got to fix that. But I don't know how you play defense.
I think the leaning in, like if you shoot a three, then the shooter will lean into the defender. They got to really manage that for sure. Joe tweets in and says, it's full of crap if you say the Bucks were gifted that game. The NBA did all they could to give it to the Nets with the crappy calls. I think it leveled out eventually, or at least got less bad. But right away, it was like, okay, this is what's happening. Shades of 2001, I think some of you said, with the Sixers series, because Harden was just whatever he wanted. And Harden, he kind of stopped doing it. Harden was getting a call anytime he wanted a call, but then Harden kind of stopped doing that. I don't know if he was warned or what, but if I was James Harden, I would have kept doing it. Kevin Durant was getting the benefit of the doubt when he wasn't even touched early on in that game, too. So it did look very ominous for the Bucks throughout the beginning of the series, at least, beginning of the game, I should say, that the powers that be were going to do everything they can to get the Nets into the Eastern Conference Finals. Bucks resilient and hung on. I'm so, like, dismayed and annoyed about James Harden does this thing that everybody hates, but he gets away with it. He flops, he acts about contact when it was never there, and everybody in the NBA has just accepted it. But then Giannis takes 12 seconds at the free throw line, and Doris Burke acts like I don't even have a good comparison. Because if I did, it'd be something probably very offensive. Because that's how they like act about Giannis. Oh, I can't believe he's taking all this time. People are counting. Harden's freaking out. Kevin Durant's freaking out, which is a foul in its own right. You're not supposed to do theatrics at the line. That should give Giannis another opportunity if he misses. It's just, I can't believe that the NBA right now is a league where, oh yeah, fake and flop and do all you want. But if you take 11 seconds instead of 12 on this dead ball shot, you are a villain.
Yeah, I mean, it's frustrating watching James Harden and how he plays basketball because...
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I know.
It's frustrating watching Harden because at times it made the game almost unwatchable because I'm enjoying watching Kevin Durant go and do his thing. Obviously, he gets the benefit of the doubt on some of those calls, and it is what it is. Durant's not the one usually complaining to the ref, so I can live with it because he's not going to tell him not to make those calls for him. But when Harden's falling down, when he's not even getting touched, and sometimes in game six he was shooting the ball and falling down without anybody really being near him, and it didn't even look like he was trying to make the shot. He was more so just heaving it and trying to draw the foul by falling down. It's frustrating to watch because at some point or another, I think most of us have played some sort of basketball or we watch basketball and enjoy it. This isn't the basketball that we like. This isn't how we play the game. This isn't how we like to play the game. And it's just frustrating to watch James Harden continue to get bailed out by the refs doing things that really aren't basketball.
Yeah, it's not like saying, oh, I like basketball better in the 80s or 90s. It's saying, I like basketball better when James Harden isn't in it.
Yeah.
That's what it's saying.
Yeah, 100%. Because, you know, Kevin Durant, at least when he's driving in the lane, sometimes, whatever, he's getting those calls, even though he's maybe not getting touched. But he's still, you know, making a shooting motion, and he's trying to. His little rip-through move is frustrating, but you know, they kind of took that away from him with it no longer being a shooting foul. But Harden does stuff that no one else really in the league does, or at least he does it every time down the floor.
Well, I'm fine with if you're going to embellish a little bit and be like, hey, I got hit kind of, I want the call. That's one thing. I think superstars, you know, we've asked that Giannis do that more. Giannis, you want more calls? You have to, like, don't flop, but show that you were contacted or whatever sense of doubt there is in the official's mind, do enough to have him have no choice but to call the foul. That's one thing. That's not the issue. The issue is James Harden, he doesn't even want the shot. He wants the foul.
Yeah.
And the thing that really bothers me, because even if you defend that, the thing that bothers me the most is what I was alluding to just a few minutes ago. When he goes up for the three, he wants the foul, and Giannis like maybe landed where his foot was going to land. But then Harden has to like act like, oh, and now my ankle hurts, like that you there wasn't even a part of your body that was even touched. So I don't. There's just a little. We're a little heavy on the theatrics when it doesn't need to be there, the Bart Winkler story. 414-799-1250. We are just a conduit to you, so let's get back out to you guys. Justin is in Germantown. Justin, what's up? I know. As a five seed, to do what they did to get that far, I know.
Oh, you guys there?
Oh, hey, Justin, what's up?
Oh, sorry about that. I hit hold on my phone. Thanks for taking my call, and I appreciate the the sarcasm on James Harden. I'm right there with
you. A true American hero.
I just could not go forward and watch him flop anymore, and it's just going to be a better basketball everything without him in it. But I digress on that. And never in a game have I been so up, so down, so many feelings, so many just ebbs and flows in the game, and the resolve of this team. I mean, I don't know about you guys, but I don't know how many feelings and times I had where it was just like, oh man, this is over. And then, you know, bam, they hit a three, or boom, they go down and, you know, they get a stop and they're just hanging with it. And then they go up. And then, I mean, it was just one of the most exciting games, if not the most exciting game I've ever watched in my life. And I can just hear Bucks Nation, just Wisconsin sports fans in general, having this weight lifted off, because I think it kind of seems like the NBA finals. I mean, you can't look past the,
like, we could still get swept in the Eastern Conference finals, and this year would be a complete failure. But for one night only, it felt really good.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, I think that the Bucks, you know, don't look past them, but I mean, you know, this is pretty much, and you know, we got another gift last night because now we got home court.
I'm not ready to say if that was a good thing or not. I like that we have home court, but I wasn't rooting one way or another. I the way that the Sixers are, gosh, I'd almost rather play them. They look not good.
Yeah, I know. They really don't. But I didn't want to deal with, you know, their big two, because Dwight Howard, I was watching him last night, and I don't think that I think that he is just such a bad decision maker. Like, anytime he wants to go in there, he just wants to foul people and hurt people and this and that. And I just don't want our team to be associated with somebody like that in the playoffs. But huge game for the Milwaukee Bucks and the fans. And I'm thinking Bucks and five. I'll give them one. I know they're a scrappy team, but just the resolve this team has and how good we are defensively. I mean, I'm looking for Holiday, you know, to get going a little bit more, but boy, did he come up with some big shots in the stretch there. Same with Middleton. So, I mean, just congratulations to those guys. They really deserve it. Thanks again, guys.
Yeah, Justin, thanks for the call. Thanks for listening, of course. Everybody listening today, we appreciate you. In this summer of Bucks is what it's feeling like. And it's, you know, it's unique. The season is going longer this year because it started later, and we're really getting to enjoy this in the summer. You know, you look at the Deer District and Pfizer Forum and what it is, and you think, well, it's great, but most of the games are in the wintertime. But to have everybody out there, and again, this Friday you're going to have – you're going to have reopening day at Miller Park, and then you're going to have what goes down in the Deer District that night with a home game on Friday. It's just going to be a fun weekend here in the city of Milwaukee. 799-1250, 414-799-1250. Let's get out to Ben, who is in Ripon. Ben, what's up?
Top of the morning to you, Bart. How the hell are you doing?
Top of the morning there, Benny.
You know what, though? I heard your reference earlier to the Boondock Saints, which was awesome. You know, never cross the road if you can't get out of the kitchen. And I think my favorite scene in that movie is when Willem Dafoe screams, there's a firefight, and then it goes, like, into the all slow motion type of thing, which kind of weirdly, oddly enough, reminds me of this Bucks-Nets Game 7. I mean, you saw left and right haymakers being thrown the whole game. That game was epic and totally lived up to what we as fans wanted and desired to see. And with that being said, Philadelphia, by far, from what I have seen in recent history, has been the worst number one seed. okay? I'm sorry, but Ben Simmons is a joke, and it's not putting anything.
Don't apologize for saying that. His own coach and teammate basically said that last night. So,
well, and it's not to put any shame to Atlanta. Atlanta's a good team in and of itself. I mean, you got, what, Trae Young. I mean, and the Bucks got to get ready to handle two guys in Collins and Herter, okay? This isn't going to be an easy game. This is going to be another battle of the Titans. This is going to be another huge series going on. And honestly, I think the winner's coming out of the East this year. I really do. But as far as the West goes, I think it's going to wind up being the Clippers, and I think it's going to be the Bucks, and that's going to be a hell of a championship series. But let's not look past Atlanta and kick their tails, number one. And so the NBA world, why we're here, how great we are. So you guys do me a favor. You have a wonderful day. Bucks are going to win this in six. You guys have a wonderful day. God bless y'all.
You too, Ben. I'm playing you out with a little Boondock Saints theme, which is, let's be honest, the best part of the movie. You ever, Toby, one, have you ever seen Boondock Saints? Two, have you ever heard of it?
Never heard of it, never seen it.
I watched it in college a lot. And then this would be the song I'd put on repeat and do the dishes to. So this song always makes me think of doing the dishes.
So then why are we listening to it? That can't be a pleasant memory.
I just love this. I just love it. Oh, yeah. Not as much as I love Bucks Lust, but it is close number two. Tony's in Texas, 414-799-1250. Tony.
Oh, Bart, hey, you know, I don't feel sorry for James Harden. The guy making trips to In-N-Out Burger and a strip club, not spending time in the treadmill. He did that to himself. So, but anyway, about our Bucks and our Milwaukee sports. Bart, that was probably the second greatest win in my lifetime as a Milwaukee sports professional team. Number one, I was 7 years old when the Brewers, and before you were born, clinched Game 5, go to the World Series in 82.
Why did that game feel so much bigger? Like, Game 7 last night, Sixers and Hawks felt like a Game 7. The game on Saturday night felt like the stake of the universe. It felt like Thanos versus the Avengers.
It's because that's a hurdle. We've never won a Game 7 on the road to win a series. Now, we have won a Game 5, if you know your Bucks history, on the road to win a series when they had best of five. But we've never won a Game 7 on the road. And you know we're cursed fans, Bart. And I'm going to tell you what my night was like. My brother got engaged. We had an engagement party at a steakhouse. We made an agreement at the table. Everyone turned their phones off during the game. Well, one of the ladies looks at the phone, tells us Bucks are up by two with 30 seconds left. We're like, oh, my goodness.
What?
The Bucks lust is coming. I'm twitching like a fiend. My brother and I just can't take it, so we run up to the bar just in time for KD to hit that shot. And we're like, oh, here we go again. And then somehow, some way, the Bucks showed the mental strength and the will of a champion to finish that game. Take a look at what the Sixers did last night, Bart, with Ben Simmons. The guy shrunk. He couldn't shoot. He didn't want to shoot. Chris Middleton wanted to shoot.
So you went through the whole night not knowing anything.
Bart,
some lady blurts out, and yep, you watched the last 30 seconds of overtime?
I felt so comfortable. I kept my clothes on, Bart. I felt so good about the night. And then when I heard the Bucks were up by two, I couldn't take it. I went nuts, and I went to the bar. And I was able to hold off until that time. And then I almost got us kicked out of this high-end steakhouse. But I tell you what, Bart, that was one of the second greatest win in my sports professional Milwaukee viewing. And, Bart, I've got to say this. After seeing you on Twitter the other night, I was amazed. I'm coming back to Milwaukee, Bart, and I need some manscaping tips, Bart. You seem well-groomed. I don't want to have a situation like Jerry Seinfeld did, but I don't want to have a George Animal steal either when I'm down there.
Oh, like my chest hair?
Yeah, you just seem like a well-groomed man.
No, that's just natural. I don't do anything.
You don't do anything?
I nared my chest once in college, and I still have like burn marks from it. I screwed up.
Well, anyway, I salute you, Bart. That was just an amazing win. And there's so many guys that stepped up. You know, we give Pat a hard time, but the guy stepped up. He played better than Joe Harris.
Yeah, he did.
And then Brooke, you know, he had that one boneheaded play, but the guy came through. And Drew Holiday, he had a terrible game, and he came through at the end. And Chris, you know, I hope Ram calls, and Ram's pretty good sport. He congratulated myself and all the Bucks fans. But Chris came through with the biggest shot in his career. And to do it on that stage where you knew the curse of Wisconsin was about to hit. And I honestly thought the Bucks were going to lose by one. Now it's almost right, and I'm glad I was wrong. But somehow, some way, they found a way to win. And you know what? Maybe this curse is going to reverse. Maybe the complicated fella shows up in the front row, and he's got that Green Bay renewed country club membership. Maybe he shows up, and maybe everything's going to be happy this year.
Yeah, I'm thinking that was an auto renew.
That's what I think too. Like your cable company, your satellite.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, I got good vibes here. I don't want to talk about the next series until tomorrow. We'll break down Hawks Bucks tomorrow. But just a great night to be a Bucks fan and a Milwaukee sports fan, Bart. And I love you, bro. And we'll talk soon.
Love you, bro. Thanks for noticing my chest. 414-799-1250. Bucks had not won a game 7 on the road ever. They were 2-8 all time in game 7s. They had not won a game 7 since the 2001 semifinals against the Hornets. They've been 0-3 since, so not an opportunity that they get to a lot. Doc Rivers, on the other hand, lost his 7th game 7 at home in his career. I think the next closest is 2. Tough night for Doc Rivers and the Sixers. But that's what Doc does. He gets you far, and then Doc's like, oh yeah, Wisconsin curse? That's pretty funny. Have you heard about the me curse? Now, he did get that win in 2008 with the Celtics, but Backers had their 2010 win. Doc, we all love Doc, Marquette guy. We all love him. But if you've been following his career, especially as a coach, no surprise with what happened to the Sixers this series. Kind of surprised that they've all turned on Ben Simmons. It's one thing to have your teammates struggle and then to, you know, like, support him in the media. They've turned on him. And before we get out of here, I do want to hear a little bit from their locker room, Embiid and Rivers and Simmons, because it's just a fascinating thing. We'll also talk more about it with Brian Scalabrine, 925 today.
Yeah, I'm really disappointed that, and Ben Simmons. I'm a Ben Simmons believer. I like Ben Simmons a lot. I'm disappointed in him too.
Well, there was a tweet, the topic got broached. It was 2018, and the Big Show at the time asked, who would you rather have going forward, Giannis or Ben Simmons? Gary Ellerson says Ben Simmons. And I see that that's getting retweeted a little bit. I'm not going to retweet it today. I'm going to let Gary off the hook. But if you guys saw it and you retweeted it, well, you know what? Maybe I will retweet it, because any press is good press, and it will promote the station. So maybe I'll retweet that from 1250 AM The Fan. Just type that in and type in Gary Ellerson, Ben Simmons, and if you want to retweet it, give it a retweet, and we'll go from there. 414-799-1250. Let's stay with you guys. Brick in West Dallas. Brick.
Good morning.
Good morning, Brick.
What a beautiful day. I don't know about you, but I was watching that game with a buddy and our wives. And
no, I was alone and naked.
I mean, I wish I was there then. But... that got weird. Sorry.
Very much.
Anyway,
we were
watching it, and I'm sitting there watching the game. I'm like, oh man, they're gonna lose. And I keep looking at the score. I'm like, oh, they're in it. I just felt like they weren't in it the whole game, but they were, and they ended up winning. So I don't know if that was just me being pessimistic.
No, there were. What was there? 20 lead changes, or it was tied 20 times, or 11 lead. There was a lot of lead changes.
Yeah, but I just felt like they were getting outplayed the whole game with, and then the refs and then the situation. But like, I think that was me just being pessimistic. But then when they won, my buddy and I, we just sat there with our face in our hands and we just kind of stared at the TV, like we couldn't believe it. Like we're waiting for something. Oh, well, they changed their mind. That actually was a 3 by KD before overtime. So just kidding. The Nets were something. I just couldn't wrap my head around it. It took me a solid like till I woke up the next day on Father's Day to be like, oh yeah, they did win and it's official and they can't take it back now. I was just waiting, and I couldn't get up. But now that I've come to terms with the win, I'm super excited. And I just the only thing I want this morning is I want some acoustic Bucks Lust to play me out.
Oh, you want the acoustic version?
Oh, I want a jam, a little jazzy jam set.
Oh, okay.
Got Bucks Lust.
Oh, yeah.
I love my Milwaukee.
Just let it take over you, Brick.
Got Bucks Lust.
Washing over me.
Yeah. Lust. We'll talk, buddy.
I love my Milwaukee. And take it easy.
You too.
Got Bucks Lust. We vibe. Supreme virtuosity. A supernatural, unflappable command of stealth, power, strength. This whole wide world believes in us. Shout
I love my Milwaukee Bucks. Got Bucks lust.
It's Eddie Lemberger, of course.
I love my Milwaukee Bucks. Got Bucks lust. Got Bucks lust.
Rhino says, given the circumstances, Game 7 in Brooklyn, their big three, being heavy favorites, this Bucks win was the biggest win for the state of Wisconsin since the Badgers went to the Final Four in 2014. Top 10 Wisconsin win ever. I think one thing that why it does resonate is because this was a game the Bucks normally lose. I just told you, they never win Game 7s on the road. You know, we can talk about, oh, they just can't live up to the pressure. And then the narrative on Giannis would have been very ugly had they lost this game. But he stepped up, man. And I know that, you know, he probably takes one or two or seven too many threes a game than he should. And the free throw thing has become mocked at a little too aggressively. But when the crowd was chanting, I mean, you can ask, like, is Giannis mentally ready for this? Yes. Yes. He refocused at the line. He enjoyed it. There was a fan of Greek fans, a section of Greek fans, which motivated him. He shouted them out after the game. He stepped up. He had 40 points. And this was a game that I think a lot of people needed to see from Giannis, and he gave them that game. And now, really, they are the favorites coming up in this series. I haven't seen any of the line odds or the prices. We'll take a look if we do. You haven't seen anything, Toby, have you?
I have not.
I will take a look here, because I am curious. I would say Bucks are probably at home. I'm going to guess like a 6-point favorite on Wednesday. And then I would guess maybe a -210 for the series. I mean, you got to think the Bucks are coming out of this one. At least that's where the odds makers will go. I'll take a look at that. I do have game one, though, here. And the Bucks are 7.5-point favorite. Okay. That's for game one at home. Ian is in Mount Pleasant. Ian, appreciate you promoting my show on Twitter better than I am lately.
Got Bucks less.
Doobie doobie boo boo.
Doobie
boo.
Dude. Now, I hate to be the guy to come in and say stuff because obviously I got the Bucks, but you know, I got friends from some of everywhere. And dude, my friends in Atlanta are like amped because I got a buddy who pointed out every mistake we made in that game 7. And I'm like, dude, you bogus. But I will say this. The way that Giannis played, Bart, and the way that, you know what, we rip on Coach Bud, man, and I was telling my wife this, we need to give him some props today. Because honestly, dude, they had a pretty good game plan, even with Brook Lopez being, you know, making a mistake at the end, that probably should have cost us the game. Because that series, man, I know it should only win 5 games, but dude, he coached his butt off, man. Do you agree with me on that? Seriously, like Coach Bud did a pretty good job. Do you agree?
I will not give you my answer at all. No, I'm not going to say one way or the other. I let the people decide. Like I said, I'm just a conduit. If you guys thought Coach Bud made some adjustments and coached well, that's on you. I'm not going to say either way.
Look, man, the guys did play better. I'm not going to say he made a whole bunch of adjustments because I know better. With that said, though, I give them props, man. They showed some heart that, I'm going to be honest with you, that I wasn't sure that they had. I wasn't sure that they had that kind of heart. And I think everybody that's watching, because, you know, we got a lot of novices that call into the show that think Atlanta is a joke, and they think that, you know, we almost lost to half a Harden and KD. So, no joke, Atlanta is coming. And I can tell you for a fact, Trae Young really believes he can get 30 a game on them. Easy work.
Oh, yeah.
That's what he thinks. That's what I'm telling you. That's what he thinks. So, good luck to us because I think Milwaukee, you're probably going to laugh at me, but you can hold me to it and I'll call you after the series. I really believe the Bucks turned a corner. I think the Bucks win this series in 5 games. So, hey, man, I got to go ahead, man. I'm about to go ahead and fly to Texas again because we have some network issues out there. But, man, God bless you. I appreciate the way that you show so much love to St. Louis, man. You a good dude, man. You, Sparky, all of you guys, man. God bless you, bro. I'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, thanks for mentioning, Ian. Thanks for the call. Thanks for bringing up Santo again. Santo is a longtime listener. Man, I just can't. I still can't believe he's not here. He passed away at the age of 49. Santo on the West Side. If you haven't heard, I apologize to be the first to tell you. We do have. There is a GoFundMe that we didn't set it up, but we are. We're like trying to help because he's helped us so much. Not just from being a listener, being a friend, but the toy drive. I mean, he really stepped up. And they've got a GoFundMe for. He had three kids for their education as they move forward in life. So I've tweeted that at Winks Things. It's the top tweet that I have there. I pinned it to the top so you don't have to scroll through all the pictures of me wearing nothing. You can just make the donation and go from there. Here's an adjustment that Coach Bud did make at halftime. So what they did was they were noticing that when Bruce Brown was such a big... Bruce Brown was like, is this guy Kyrie? For a while, he was such a big part of the offensive boards he was dominating. But also he would set up these switches where it would free up Kevin Durant and James Harden. And what they did in the second half was have Giannis sort of guard Bruce Brown so that when the switch happened, then he would switch onto Giannis or he would switch onto Harden. So instead of not doing anything defensively or not being a part of it and defending just a bunch of randos, he ended up being on KD a little bit and on Harden a little bit because he was primarily covering Brown. That's an adjustment they made at halftime. That's an adjustment that Adetokounmpo praised Coach Bud for afterwards.
Great adjustment. We realized that I was always away from the ball on the reds and the switches. So I think great adjustment by Coach out of the halftime. Told me to switch the matchup. So I give the guy that switch on KD, James, and whoever has the ball. As I said, last game, we just wanted to make them play one-on-one basketball, try to keep them in front, try to make them hit tough shots. And if they make a shot, do not get discouraged. Keep guarding them. Keep making it tough for them. And I think coming out of the second half, we were able to keep them in front. They wasn't having a lot of feel-good plays, you know, that everybody touched the ball when the ball moves, when you you switch and you hit the guy in the pocket and the guy from the pocket hit the guy in the corner and the guy from the corner hit the guy in the wing and the guy drives in, then he had plays like that. So we were doing our job. We were allowing them to play like deep into the clock that we wanted. Wanted them to take tough shots with like 4 seconds left, 5 seconds left, 3 seconds left, 6 seconds left. So it was great adjustment by Coach.
See, I don't need to praise Bud or anything. I'll just let Giannis say what he says, and I'll play it, and that counts. 414-799-1250, 414-799-1250. 2 hours to go of this program, the big show after that, Sparky hanging around, and then the Rami show. A full day of Bucks Lust to be had. And we may get a new Bucks song from somebody else. A surprise Bucks fan emerged over the weekend. We'll have that next hour as well. Bart Winkler, Toby Altizer on the Fan.
I love my Milwaukee Bucks. Got Bucks Lust. Got Bucks Lust. I love my Milwaukee Bucks. Got Bucks Lust.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.